Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
How flexy are flexible train tickets? Jack is with me on the line today because, Jack, do you buy the regular flexi ticket?
I do usually pay for the flexi tickets, yeah, I do.
And just explain to listeners typically how that should work, Jack.
Well, so how you think it would work was that you buy your tickets for a kind of a time slot and you could maybe get on the train before, the train after. I'm based in South Kerry myself, but I often take the train up and down to Dublin for work. And it's very useful if you get out of a meeting early, you could get home earlier, which is fantastic to meet maybe a bus connection or something like that. And they don't always go all evening. But, you know, the way it works is this. I think there's three tiers of flexible tickets on Irish Rail. There's the basic one, there's the semi-flexi, the fully flexi. Which is kind of bizarre. Basically, it gives you different allocations for how long you can make an amendment. So the first tier is up to 48 hours before you travel. The second tier is 24 hours before you travel. And then the fully flexi is up to 1 hour before you travel. But it means that basically you can change your ticket is the flex, what they're talking about, the flexi. It doesn't mean that if you miss your train or if you get there early, you can't automatically get on a different train. Mm. So last week I was going home and I got out of a meeting early, which is brilliant. So I tried to get on the 3 o'clock train instead of the 4 o'clock train, but I was at the gate and I got there just in time and the person wouldn't let me through the barrier with my ticket and they said you had to go on. And he said, look, because they didn't actually explain this to me at the barrier, unfortunately, but they said to me, you have to just buy another ticket for this train. And I was like, that's ridiculous. I have the flexible ticket. And they said, no, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to buy another ticket. You can't use that ticket on this train. But they didn't say was that it was actually technically 61 minutes before the next train. My train was booked, so I actually technically could change my tickets, but it meant I had to go onto the website, go through into my email, onto the website, and then amend my booking to get onto the earlier train. And like, luckily, I just about made it with about 30 seconds onto the earlier train. But, you know, if that was clear, or if the flexi meant it was legitimately flexible, I think it would save a lot of hassle for a lot of people.
So just to clarify something there, so the 60, because it was six at the 61 minutes before departure, is that right?
I think you can change it up to 60 minutes before departure. And I was literally there just at bang on 61 minutes. So I just was lucky enough that I managed. So it's not really useful. You know, if you arrive at the station early, if you didn't have that information beforehand, which, look, it's on, listed on the website. I just hadn't read the terms of the flexi ticket. But it would be great
hazard
if it was,
a guess,
like, more flexible.
Probably, yeah, most people probably haven't read the fine print of it either. But I suppose, to be fair, to here nor there, and in terms of trying to manage numbers on seats and in the carriages, you know, presumably then some of these trains, the later trains, they could be full. Maybe that's why. Is that the reason why they can't just have everyone, you know, hopping onto whatever train they want?
I mean, I have no connection to here nor there, and so I wouldn't be able to answer. But I would imagine it was something like that. And I think, though, that the way that we operate trains in Ireland, it seems very archaic still. Like, it's a very old school way of booking your ticket. We are definitely not up to speed with our European colleagues when it comes to commuter trains, especially, and getting on and off. I think we're, you know, maybe the Dublin-based services like the Dart and the Lewis are closer to that. But when it comes to the intercity or the longer routes, we're a little more old school, and I think there is some adaptability there that could definitely be built into it.
Yeah. And do you know offhand, Jack, when you're buying that flexible ticket, is it often, it's actually more expensive, isn't it, than buying the regular one?
It's the most expensive besides first class, yeah.
So you're paying more for the luxury of this then?
You're paying more, I suppose. What you're paying for is, if you're set in your plans, right, that's fine. The other ones would do you, because you probably know a day or two before you're traveling if you couldn't make it, and then you can change your ticket or cancel your ticket. But what you're paying for is the ability to adapt up to 1 hour before departure. So if you are, say, working, that is very handy, because if you get out of something, if you're not sure when something is going to end, then, you know, it is useful for sure. But again, it's so expensive. I mean, the wild thing that gets me here, right, is this Éireann Éireann, it's a state-owned rail company. And for me to go up and down, return to Killarney, is about 76 euros on the flexible ticket, right? If I wanted to fly with Ryanair, the Ryanair ticket is subsidised by the government from Kerry Airport to Dublin, and there's a special door in Dublin Airport. If no one knows this listening, right? If you fly from Kerry to Dublin to get a connecting flight anywhere else, when you're going through, when you land in the pleb section of Dublin Airport there, out in the big long Ryanair terminal, when you're walking in, before you hit the escalators on the left, there's a special door only for the Kerry flights, open till 1 o'clock in the day, and you can take that so you don't have to go back through security in Dublin Airport, and you can meet your connecting flight that way.
Right, good to know.
So what? Yeah, a brilliant service, so effective, and the fact that we're subsidising one of the wealthiest men in Ireland to provide a good service, I don't understand why we can't do that with the train.
Okay. Listeners got in touch to say the problem with people wanting full flexibility is that when you get on another train at the last minute, their seat remains booked on the previous train they had booked and not available to others. This listener tells me, I have a train ticket, it's supposed to be flexible. I'm regularly refused access unless I pre-book and pay an additional seat reservation fee. It takes all of the flexibility actually out of my commute. What about you, Louise? Are you a regular train user?
Yes, hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Yes, I'm a regular train user and I would go flexi majority of the time. Well, all the time, actually. I haven't done it any other way. And I've never had an issue like this. I've been on an earlier train or a later train and never had an issue with any of the Irish Rail staff. I mean, obviously, I take it for... I know that my reserved seat is gone, okay? So I don't have a reserved seat. But I am was most definitely with the understanding that if I get this flexi ticket and I could be need to go home a little bit earlier or wherever my journey is and or later, that there is not going to be an issue with that.
And you've never had an issue with it, Louise?
Never had an issue.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Never had an issue. And I just want to just highlight, though, that, I mean, first of all, it is a contract between the actual passenger and the provider, which is quite interesting, actually, because we're going in there with it. Basically, you know, it is a contract of carriage between the passenger and the operator. It's quite interesting. So they should fulfill that contract, just listening to Jack there. And in reference to the terms and conditions that are assigned to this flexi, because I've had a little nosy now since I was going to be coming on here. So, and it's the first time after all my years of using, you know, Irish Rail that I've had to really delve into the terms and conditions of this, which are quite contradicting.
And so what did you find?
It says allow for free amendments or cancellations online, which is very specific about online, up to 60 to 90 minutes before departure, provided the ticket is not yet validated, i.e. scanned or printed.
So presumably it's very that much seat could be sold online, on, is that?
Yeah, and that you have to change it online. Like if you went and you printed off your ticket at the ticket machine, terms and conditions change. So if you've got a QR code, if you download that, you know, and it's an actual mobile ticket, then things seem to be a lot more accessible, you know, as regarding to amendments,
okay. Well, it's good,
which is not going to be suitable for everybody now, is it?
No, definitely not. What about you, Leslie? Do you use Aernnod Éireann frequently? Are you a regular train user?
I do indeed. I'm on the Sligo to Dublin route, even though it's only going at 37 miles an hour on a single track. But yeah, I do, and I have to say I have a green card because I'm of a certain age. But the thing that kind of governs my journeys and that appears to be the seat.
The reservation.
The seat, reservation, yeah. Because even on the Sligo Dublin, there's 1.5 million passengers using that every year now. It's just incredible. I mean, rail is very, very popular, you know. And the only thing I would say is the West needs a ferocious amount of investment. Whatever about the rest of the country, but it needs a ferocious amount of investment in public transport. I often go from, you know, Galway, or so I get to try and get to Galway, and, you know, my son was down there at college and whatever. It takes me over an hour to get from one end of Galway to the other. Whatever about Cork, Galway desperately needs a Gluis or Lewis or whatever they call it, a light rail system. It's just appalling.
But with the actual flexibility of the tickets, it has worked okay for you, or you certainly, with the sounds of it, Leslie, haven't had an issue with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether things are more, you know, human friendly or whatever down the West here. I'd like to think they are. But all I know is that once I have the little green card, you know, then I've no problem getting on the train, provided, obviously, I have a seat reservation.
But you have to have the reservation.
Well, in my case, yeah. You know, I mean, It'll be a long time, as you know yourself, Andrea, traveling from Sligo to Dublin, 3 hours, you know, without a seat. So, and I mean, those trains, these trains are fairly busy, and certainly coming out of Dublin, they're really busy. Yeah. So all I can say is, yeah, we need investment. And we need some coffee. We need some coffee and tea.
Oh, the tea trolley. I know. Everybody, I can see you're not the only one to mention that, Leslie, today.
But you know something? Can I just say that in Finland, which is the same population as ourselves or whatever, and I had a look at this, you can, when you're booking your seat or your ticket, you can order your breakfast, you know, for the following morning. No problem. And it's the same population. You know, what can I say?
And funny you mention that, because there's texters here too getting in touch about the Belfast train. Catherine Ameath is on to tell us that the flexi ticket in the north apparently works brilliantly. My daughter uses it regularly between Newry and Belfast, and she can get on any train between the relative destinations of her ticket. It's an absolutely super service, says Catherine. Lachlan's on the line. Lachlan Gallagher is the chair of the Galway Commuter Coalition. Is the train service as bad as Leslie says it is, Lachlan?
Well, I mean, the Sligo train and versus the Galway train are very different experiences, I'm sure Leslie knows. But look, the issue here is the flexibility, probably the naming of the ticket that Éireann Ó Éireann has. You know, it doesn't have to be called a flexible ticket, but the kind of impression you get when you buy it is that you would be able to get on one train either side. And in fact, the vast majority of the time, the staff in Éireann Ó Éireann are really sound and they will let you on one train either side. But frequently, you know, on busier services, the likes of the Galway line leaving Houston, the likes of some of the busy Cork services, there's simply not enough space for people to be able to do that. There's not enough trains running, they're not frequent enough, and they don't have the kind of capacity that we need. So if you go to other countries, the likes of the Netherlands, say, you know, you don't even need to buy to book a ticket at all. You can tag your leave card on in, say, Utrecht, get on any train going to Amsterdam and then get off. It's almost like a metro system. And the way they've done that is that they kind of have gone and done successive infrastructure investments to make sure that they have enough services to handle any amount of capacity they need, to not need seat reservations, to not need pre-booking, that sort of thing. And what we need as a country is a country-wide method of doing that. We need to look at every single service in all parts of the country, and we need to decide what's our investment plan for the next 30 years. And we have one, and the government isn't funding it. The All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, you know, that would bring us in line with our European colleagues. But the fact of the matter is, all these things need money, and we can't really expect Éireann Ó Éireann to magic up seats on a train, you know. There needs to be more money behind us.
Listeners, just with regards to the flexi tickets, if you print a return ticket as a paper ticket, the flexibility goes. I think that's a similar point to what Louise made. Another listener tells me the rules with the flexi on the train ticket is that you can change up to an hour beforehand, provided that you haven't printed the ticket. If you have the e-printed, if you e-print the ticket, you can't change it, even if you are an hour or more before the train departure. I always buy the flexi ticket, and I often get an earlier train without any problem or hesitation. But Barry Kenny from Éireann Ó Éireann is here now to settle this rye with us today. Barry, just how flexible are these flexi tickets then?
Well, Andrea, as you say, it is, if you buy the fully flexible ticket, you can make amendments or cancellations without penalty up to 60 minutes before the outward train departs. And if you've got that, that's for printed tickets, or indeed, obviously, if you print the tickets, that ability to change ends. If you've got the QR code ticket, which you don't print, again, you can make those amendments or cancellations up to 60 minutes before the train departs.
So, why do you need 60 minutes?
It's simply about, as was managing the seat reservation system and the capacity on board each train. I think as a couple of callers mentioned there, if we had effectively kind of a free-for-all for other services, then managing the numbers on board those services, and we've discussed before, Andrea, and you know, where trains are busy and crowded, that obviously is something that rightly makes customers unhappy. So we have to be able to manage the capacity on each individual service. I would say the current terms and conditions on the flexible tickets are in place for well over 5 years now, December 2020. And it is very explicit and clear. And I believe, obviously customers can argue the point, but I think we don't go down the line of jargon or anything like that in terms of how we describe these tickets online. If you choose flexible ticket online on our website when you're choosing to travel, as you click flexible, it literally comes up free amendments online up to 60 minutes in advance.
Well, just to be clear, I have this right, Barry. So you can buy the flexible ticket online, and the flexible ticket is flexi up to 60 minutes before departure. It's only flexi up to 60 minutes. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's without any charge to change or anything like that. There are some charges on the other ticket types, the semi-flexible and the low fare.
Well, really we could rename it. It's flexi an hour before departure.
But I mean, that is, you know, I mean, I think it is a reasonable, flexible offer that gives people the choice. I mean, I think, again, when your earlier caller said, if they've got business during the day, something might end early, whatever. And if you've got that QR ticket, that ability is there as well.
But so surely if you head over to Connolly or Houston and you say to the guys, you know, look, I'm on the 5 o'clock, but I'm here for the 3 o'clock. If there's space on the train, surely they'd let you on.
But again, as I say, that train is a couple of hours before departure. So if you've got the QR code, or if it's the outward leg of your journey, you have the ability to do that online. And it's just as we can manage that capacity properly for customers across the day. You know, some trains are busier than others, obviously, but it is something we want, I suppose, to be as clear as possible to customers that requirement is there.
And as Jack mentioned a little earlier, so are there three tiers of this flexible ticket?
There's no, the three ticket types. There's low fare, which is basically you have you can change up to 48 hours before you travel, but there are fees associated with that. There is the semi-flex, which is up to a day before you travel. And again, there are fees with that. But the fully flex is you can change up to 60 minutes and there are no fees.
Does that answer your question, Jack?
Oh, it does entirely, but I think that it would be definitely worth perhaps maybe, and I mean, I fully support Irish Rail here. I'm not giving out at all, but
no,
I think
no,
definitely
yeah.
We could innovate here. And I think that if there was a ticket that was fully flexible and maybe you just selected the kind of slot, say you want to travel between 2 and 6 or 6 and 8, that was fully flexible. And maybe what we do is reshuffle the prices and, you know, rather than adding on an extra expensive ticket, make the flexible ticket legitimately flexible, and then the two under improve the flexibility of the low fare and the other one. Because ultimately, with all of this, we can't just keep, it's always easy to add a more expensive ticket, but rail needs to be accessible. For some people, it's the most comfortable form of transport. It's very accessible compared to aviation for some people and buses. So I think that we could be doing more to make it accessible. So maybe moving the tiers down like that and making the flexible legitimately flexible. And not everyone's going to book a flexible ticket at the end of the day. So like ultimately, if it is the highest tier, you know, a lot of people will book their slot. But it means that if people really do need fairly large flexibility, then it would exist.
Does that sound doable, Barry?
Well, what I'd say is that, say, an idea like that, you know, between 2 and 6, that is a wide variety of trains. You know, you may have quite a quiet train during that. You may have quite a busy train. Now, I mean, Jack, I think you were saying you travel to Kerry. Mm. And, okay, so you kind of got this, you were initially planning at 3 o'clock, you go for the 5. The 5 is a very, very busy train. Now, if you're standing as far as Thurles, you're not going to be very happy with us on that service, because if you've a lot of people that have that kind of big window of flexibility, we don't have the clarity about when people are going to travel on each service as a result. And you can then have, I think, the likelihood is you would have more frequent situations where you have crowding situations, which we want to try to avoid.
Emails lunchtime live, newstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. Lachlan Gallagher is the chair of the Galway Commuters Coalition. Jack, thanks a million for getting in touch. Louise and Leslie at 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.